Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm your host, Troy Stegner, filming from home today. I have a creator here on the line with me, H.H. German, and I'm going to turn it over to him for his intro. How you doing, H.H.?
Doing really well. Thank you for having me. And, I'm the founder of Sigma Comics, and we have the new issue of Calico out, and I see you have it there handy. There it is.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks for sending it.
Love to share the art, the creativity, and that's what it's all about. You
know? Yeah, the artwork, I really like the artwork. It's really nice, clean lines, not real cartoonish. It's just, I'm really liking it. Okay, this is issue one. Is this the only one that's available now for people to buy?
Right. It just hit the stands, hot off the press. Literally last week, and we've got 8 issues on the way, or 7 from after that.
Right.
So it's a nice 8-issue series to kickstart the Calico story.
Okay. Yeah. And speaking of the Calico story, let's start there. I read this the other day, just as soon as it came in, and it's not like any other story I've really read. I know whenever I watch movies, the guys, they could kill 100 people. Don't bother me. You mistreat one animal, though, and I hate that character for the rest of the movie. And I kind of felt like that, you know, reading this, those mistreated animals are getting their own Avenger, basically.
Right.
So, can you tell me a little bit about I'm guessing that's the name of the main character is Calico.
Right, it is. And well said, by the way. That's a very good introduction to what's actually happened. So, it's very unique. The premise is frankly never been done. I mean, I've read many comic books, and I've certainly haven't seen anything like this. I mean, literally, the first page, you're witness to basically a criminal act. And when you proceed further into the comic book, you see that that act was not only recorded, but it was intentionally. So it was almost a promotion. So not only is this individual harming animals, but he's taking, you know, pleasure in sharing this. So
is it okay there, to show the page?
Go right ahead.
Okay. I didn't want to, if you didn't want to show him, but yeah, like you said, that first page was really disturbing, man. I read that first page like, oh god, where's this gonna go?
Right. And but, that's, but
you know, it set it up, you know. It really did. It elicited the response you were looking for, that whoever's exactly doing this to this dog, You want to see him meet his comeuppance. So
that's exactly right. And that's what you know, this reception, this content reception that you just had as a consumer of creativity, that's exactly what we're trying to do. So in essence, you're a speaker for the audience, because as an artist, we're trying to, as you point out, we're trying to plot out and craft a certain path. And there's a certain amount of obstacles and elements that we throw in that path to generate excitement, to generate fear, et cetera, et cetera. So that's precisely what we wanted to create, that right from the beginning. We didn't want to waste time, you know? So just a short little backgrounder. I'm from the Bronx, and there's no time to waste. You know, when things happen, you know, you don't really have time to study and sort of, all right, he's wearing a red jacket, and then you get hit. And you, if you're lucky, you're conscious. And the first thing you could do is either swing or run or whatever you're going to do. So we wanted to set the pace to be very, very fast and intense, so that the reader is immediately captured on page 1. And that's what we're trying to do with this comic.
Yeah. I mean, you did, by the end of this first issue, you have all the groundwork for who the man is, what he's doing, and why he's doing it, basically. Like I said, it was the first issue, really good setup. Are we going to see more about the origin of Calico? Because, I mean, the dude, I mean, you can tell the dude's built. He's stacked.
Right.
He works out. He's very good martial arts, boxing, all this other stuff.
Right.
But that's not his only trick. He's got a lot of technology, and he's got some people helping him. And that's just exactly kind of alluded to a little bit. But are we going to see more of those elements?
You certainly are. I don't want to give away exactly when, but you, in essence, what you've done is you've just scratched off the very top of the scab, you know, and it's a very powerful and deep wound. So, you know, I've heard comparisons I've heard a few comparisons. Aesthetically, he reminds us of a certain Marvel comic book character, but which, you know, I certainly believe that there's some validity in that, although I differ in certain respects. However, one that I think certainly influential, and I'll admit this as someone who was a big fan this character growing up, the Punisher. The Punisher is someone, Frank Castle, someone who had a tremendous loss. And it was a powerful loss in his life that basically changed his life and basically created the Punisher. I mean, basically, the Punisher was, in essence, created in that part. If you read other, you know, latter writers, they talk about the creation being more formed in his experiences, you know, with war and the stuff that he saw. And I certainly believe there's tremendous validity there. But the thing about Calico, what makes him different, you could say it's similar. He has had this trauma. But the thing about Hector Gill, the protagonist, he has this trauma every day. You know, Frank had it that one day in the park, and it was boom, it was an explosion, emotion. Whereas Hector Gill is getting these videos and these tapes and these audio files and all these things that he gets from all of these volunteer programs, hackers, researchers. He's getting them on a daily basis. So just imagine you're someone who really abhors malice caused to animals, and you're getting this on a repeated basis on your cell phone, on your laptop, and you're going to that gym every day. Okay, you're a trained fighter, and you're letting out that aggression, those bags, okay, all of those bags, not just the heavy bag, speed bag, double end bag. You're honing that skill, because I'll continue saying a little more about Hector. He's not a professional. He's just an amateur boxer that has a long history of fighting, but he never turned pro. So he had a lot of great amateur fights. He's still that street boxer with very good skills, and he's a 40-year-old as well. So he's an experienced technical fighter who never made it to the pros, and he's living in New York City getting these fights. So the answer, it's a bit of a long answer, but yes, you are going to, as a reader, you're going to be getting more of his synopsis, absolutely, his origins.
I like that Punisher comparison, because, like, with Punisher, there's no gray area. It's all black and white with him. You're guilty or you're not guilty. And,
right.
The last couple pages here on Calico, you see him mete out some justice on some senseless animal killers. And that part, you know, I mean, if you thought the first couple pages were brutal, the way he deals with these guys, it steps it up. I mean, he went even beyond what happened to that poor dog.
Right.
So, yeah, it's right. Yeah, I like that. It's very Punisher-esque.
Right.
Yeah, it's just very brutal. But, yeah, I can see aesthetically-wise, yeah, he looks a little bit like that character you were talking about. But, I mean, lots of differences.
Right.
He's the voice for animal justice.
Right.
And I'm guessing he's not just going to be confined to the U.S. and New York area, because he's getting videos from overseas, China and places like that. So I'm guessing we're going to see him do some traveling and take care of this.
Right. So that's an excellent point. There's some travel involved, and in some cases, it doesn't have to be his traveling. So that's the benefit of having a research team doing all this investigation. So in essence, he is the executor of a team of people who mainly focus on research and background case studies. So,
yeah, I'm really interested to see the rest of his team. How did you come up with the name Calico? Because when you try to strike fear in somebody's heart, Calico cats aren't really fear inducing. So how did you come up with that name?
Troy, you ask great questions. I actually enjoy the questions because you're perfectly right. And that's exactly what we're going for. So you think of a calico, I mean, of all the cats, you know, calico or this playful house cat. And really, it's not really a species of cat. It's just a color pattern. So there are many types of calicos, you know. And, you know, you have calico, tabby calicos, tortoiseshells, et cetera. The list goes on. But in essence, the three colors represent the mixed background. Calico is Latin American, and he has white, you know, Caucasian, you know, background. He also has black, you know, blood there and Native American. So this is typical of the Caribbean Latinos. You have other Latinos that have sort of dual mixes, but the Caribbean Latinos are really the most mixed because they have all sorts of different things. And what better character? A calico who has these, you know, these three vivid colors, you know, the white, the brown, and black, to represent that. And that's really where the character name and color pattern comes from. So, but the other part is it's speaking to the viciousness of the house cat calico. That's the funny part is that, and really evident in the series, Calico, when you look at him, yes, he's an imposing guy, but his skill set is not professional, okay? He's just an average guy in the street that happens to fight very well, but he's not the very best. And, you know, out there, there are people who are, you know, better. He just has to continuously work hard at it, especially with his age as well, to do his thing. So he's up against a few things to really be at that top caliber of a hero.
Wow. Are these going to be released monthly, or I mean, do you have a release schedule, or
when will right? So we're aiming at bi-monthly. We don't want to be official with it yet because with this coronavirus situation, it's really difficult, yeah. Especially as a brand new publisher, to try to keep any kind of coherent schedule.
True, true. Where can people pick these up if they wanted to start following Here Comes Calico?
Right. So they'll be available throughout the country in different comic book stores. So just if you don't see it in your local comic book store, just say, hey, where's Calico? And, you know, I'm sure that they will have either received their starter kit or their order sheet so that they can get going with Calico. It's always difficult, Troy, because, you know, we're a new shop. So some of these shops are resistant with, you know, Diamond and whatnot because we're not working with Diamond.
If you're outside the big two, it is really difficult.
Right.
So if a shop hasn't got a starter kit from you and they want one, how can they get a hold of you to start having these carried in their store?
All they have to do is go to our website, sigmacomics.com. They could fill out the contact us form. We actually have a section for carrying our comics at the bottom of the site, at the footer. And that's the other place where anyone can get our comic books. We can go, you know, they can get it directly at sigmacomics.com.
What other comics do you have besides Calico available?
Right now, that's our only title. So we wanted to start and sort of build up with that one solid title. But rest assured, you know, we have more.
Yeah, that's a good start. And like I said, I really like your analogy of Punisher to this. And if the next seven issues are like that, when I saw him taking care of those hunters that were just sport hunters, for some reason I got happy watching him torture those guys for what they did. So I don't know. I think it's just something in human nature. Like I said, you know, we can watch a bunch of people die in a movie and it doesn't bother us, but you know, mistreat that one dog or cat and it's just, right. you get amped up.
Right. And let me just say one thing about hunting. Just to be clear, me personally and North Sigma Comics, you know, we have nothing against hunting. Facts, hunting is a seminal human endeavor. Survival. As is running, you know, hunting, fighting, we wouldn't be here as a species without hunting. So again, I have absolutely nothing against hunting. what I have something against, what we have something against, is just complete unnecessary, cruel torture and, you know, abusing, killing of animals.
Right.
Okay. If you're out there in the wilderness, you know, with your son or your daughter, and you want to understand that, that innate human skill of silence in nature, and so you could feed yourself and your family, hone it, absolutely. You know, I'm not going to go and tell you, yeah, you know, rah, rah, support you. But, you know, if that's what you feel you need to do as a human being on this planet, that's your absolute right. And that's not what we're against. We're not against that. We're against the abuse. You know, what you saw on that first page.
Yeah.
And these guys going out hunting, you know, rare, you know, almost extinct elephants, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no need.
Yeah, no, agreed. Like I said, if you guys like, if your store, local comic store, doesn't have these, you might want to ask them to bring in some, even if it's only a few copies, because this, I can't wait for the next 7 issues. This one's going to be really good. It's a concept I haven't really seen. You know, it's not a superhero fighting criminals, you know, for justice in the American way. This guy's taken up for all the animals who are being abused around the world, and people have some kind of connection with the animals that don't have a voice. He kind of takes up for them. So I think it's going to be a big hit. You just need to get more eyes on it, and
right,
hopefully some more comic shops will pick this up, and I'm going to be looking at bringing in some of them too. So
great.
You can get them at Zia Comics, if nowhere else.
Yeah. We'll send you a kit.
Yes.
We'll definitely send you a kit.
Please do, because this one, I'm probably going to put it out on the counter for people to read and get them, you know, the first hit is free type thing.
Please.
To get them hooked on it.
Please do. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Thank you, HH, for taking the time to answer all my silly little questions. And
they were great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. I hope other people get what they need out of this and make the decision to jump into Sigma.
Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate your support. And, you know, want to wish you and the show much success and a great, great Christmas and a happy new year.
And the same all back to you.
Excellent.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much, HH.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. And later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.